Our guest in the cafe this morning is His Honor, the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. Nice to see you again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The city's about to set the tax rate for 2014-15, and most people would regard what you've told me as good news, I think.
Well, I would say so, and we're very pleased. For 3 years, we've not had to raise any tax rates. The City Council is meeting 2 days in September on the 2nd and the 9th. Those are public hearings. To go over the tax rate, budget rate, and CEDC allocations. And we're pleased to say that tax rate's not going to change for 2014-15.
Mm-hmm. So how are you able to hold the tax rate more or less steady?
Well, Mark Clayton was able to, once again, the Covidian thing has been beat over and over and over and over and over again. When you lose between 20 and 25% of your annual income, which happened to Commerce, Manager Clayton was preparing for that and took some cuts. Actually, even more related to that is, rather than reducing the tax rate, which essentially we could have done a couple of years ago, we held it the same because we knew it was going to go back up. So a couple of things happened. We were able to build reserves, what the city needs, and then not have to raise taxes. So we've had this tax rate once again, and it will be for fiscal 14-15 at the current rate.
Okay, good. Well, we are just about at the end of the summer here as the fall semester has begun at the university and in the public schools. And you had a swimming program over the summer with the University Rec Center, the Morris Rec Center, and from what I understand, very successful, had a lot of participation in that.
Well, John Mark, once again, this is kind of a fallout from 3 years ago when we lost the city pool. And it was going to cost the city an enormous amount, first of all, to repair it. And I don't think the engineering said we probably couldn't repair it. We'd have to build a new one. When it became apparent that we weren't going to be able to have a city pool, then negotiations went through to allow the city, and we've talked about this in the past, to use the pool for essentially half price. And so a little more than 1,000, I think, 760, close to 1,800 people used the pool this summer. And I believe Jerome noted that it averaged about 388 a month. There were one adult could bring four children. Mm-hmm. And I know that I was teaching summer classes, and when I would leave, I'd look at the pool and saw a lot of mothers with children in the pool this summer. It was nice to see. The city contribution turned out to be between $6,000 and $7,000. I think the total is close to $6,750. So, and we've been working with Jerome on next year's plan. It's been a win-win for both the university, keeping the pool open and busy for the summer, and of course the city having a place for residents to swim.
We're talking with the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. Well, I know you get hit all the time with questions about the street program, which continues going forward at a very steady pace. But a couple of things about that, and presumably this Monroe Street work is for the most part going to be completed sometime this fall, right?
It was supposed to be August.
But let's talk about two other aspects. One is now the North Monroe.
Okay.
You think that at least couple of blocks of that leading up to the Chenault House will be complete sometime in October because there's an event that's going to be taking place.
And we've talked about that. And once again, I don't want to beat the dead horse, but that whole kind of project was stymied a little bit because they found 18 inches of cement shortly under when they were starting to dig up the old pavement to resurface. We put in freshwater, wastewater pipes new in there, but they found all this other stuff, so it slowed them down a little bit. And that put us on a delayed plan. And yes, if you've been around North Monroe lately, you can see they're working diligently. We've been able to keep them there. The plan is a date yet to be determined, and Wyman Williams can probably tell you that, when we're going to have the dedication of the Chenault House. And is supposed to be a fairly nice party planned. The governor was, there's chances that the governor will be here with the chancellor, and they flew Flying Tigers together at one point in time. So the plan is to try to have both north and south lanes completed up to the Chenault House by the time of the dedication. Then the final half of that will be by Christmas time, I think.
Okay, so again, that's mid-October, that part of Monroe that
yes.
Passes by the Chenault House. You think it'd be complete by then. And then there's a sidewalks project going on. And this is in the residential area south of the university campus, Cooper, Walnut, Jackson.
We haven't talked about that much. University sidewalk project is in progress. Of course, the people that live there certainly know it. And yes, the sidewalks that are being repaired are on Cooper, Walnut, and Jackson Street from Bodark to West Neal.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be great when all this is finished, isn't it, boy? Yeah. We're going to be in great shape.
I must tell you, the residents of Commerce have been very patient. And I know that when I was younger and growing up in California, there was a lot of road work being done, and I wasn't nearly as patient as these people are. Mm-hmm, so, yes, it will be nice, and it'll certainly be an addition to the Commerce community to have some nice streets.
So a little bit longer, but we're heading in the right direction.
Yes,
right.
Sir.
Mayor John Bilotti, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Always my pleasure.
All right, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.